This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, Matt in California, really appreciate you holding.
You are the resistance.
That's right, you are the resistance.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, like I said, Matt in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead. All right, Matt, appreciate your call.
Concept. Can you hear me? Hello?
I got to get something quick.
Alex?
Just okay. But I'll tell you, a lot of bad things are happening. I have people come up to me, sir, we want to follow you. They don't let us on. And it was so different than it was even 6-7 months ago. I was picking up unbelievable amounts of people. And I'm hotter now than I was then, okay? Because, you know, you also cool off, right? But much hotter. Especially with a nice new stock market like it is, right? But no, I'm hotter now. And I go to dinner and I say, hey, what's going on here? It used to take me a short number of days to pick up 100,000 people. I'm not complaining. We're like at 60-some-odd million, but then we have five different sites. We have another site with 25 million. We have another site with 10 or 12. Then we have Facebook. Then we have Instagram. We have a lot. We got a lot of people. Way, way over 100 million. But I used to pick them up, and when I say used to, I'm talking about a few months ago, I was picking them up 100,000 people every very short period of time. Now it's, I would say, 10 times as long. And I notice things happening when I put out something, a good one, that people like, right? Good tweet. It goes up. It used to go up. It would say 7,000, 7,008, 7,017, 7,024, 7,032, 7,044, right? Now it goes 7,000, 7,008, 6,998. Then they go 7,009, 6,074. I said, what's going on? It never did that before. It goes up, and then they take it down, then it goes up. I'd never had that. Does anyone know what I'm talking about with this? I never had that before. I used to watch it. It'd be like a rocket ship when I put out a beauty. And you say, that's the collusion. It's a collusion between the Democrats and the media and social media and these platforms. It's a disgraceful thing. And another thing, I believe you're representing a young man who just got slugged, viciously slugged. I think it's a disgrace. Do you ever notice they pick on certain people? I mean, he would tell you he's not the toughest person in the world physically, right? They don't go after Bikers for Trump. You ever notice that? They don't go after our construction workers who love us. They don't go after the police. They don't go after... We have incredible people. You know, we're the elite. They say they're elite. You know, do you ever hear this? Hey, I live better than all of them. Great education. The greatest houses. But I guess I'm not elite. They live like in the basement of their mom's home. Their arms are this big, look, like this. But they have the black masks on. And they have sticks, and they hit people. They hit people in the face, in the head. This Antifa. But you ever notice Antifa's never there when we have a bikers rally? They're never there when the construction workers and the unions are honoring the president. They're never around. They're always there when you have a single guy protesting in front of a school. And as you probably know, I think all of you know, we did something very serious. I signed an executive order recently. We're taking money away from those schools. We're going to, you know, we give them billions and billions of dollars and they don't allow free speech. And we don't want anything special, but we want free speech.
everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final mega accounts we have through their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Robert Barnes is a constitutional lawyer. He does work with InfoWars, and I wanted to get him to pop on to give his take on the social media summit yesterday and the signals that Trump put out saying he's going to go after social media and the censorship, the election meddling. I want to get Caitlin Bennett, who's also a journalist, her take on this. She's been censored quite a bit. She's been blocked. She's been attacked. Robert, what do you think this signifies? How big a deal was this conference yesterday?
Well, it was a good start. I mean, it might not have been a perfect start. There are some things that I think that could have also been added to the equation. And there's sort of an internal battle in the White House between that side that sees this as not a big issue. Often some of the apparatus of the administration are connected to big tech. You know, you have people like the National Review Organization takes money from big tech. Reason and Libertarian Foundation takes money from the Koch family, which supports big tech. So you have that wing, and then you have the Don Trump Jr. side of the equation, which has been arguing to President Trump to take more overt, vocal action. Because clearly the president has taken a lot of direct action, but it hasn't been using his own platform to achieve it with consistency. And yesterday was a great start in saying that now it's time for the president to use the power of his platform to start to lobby directly big tech, to give his own opinions about what's happening in big tech, and that he's going to continue to accelerate and escalate the presidential action and executive action that's needed and necessary to tame big tech. And if big tech doesn't hear the message, they're going to get a more direct message from the power of the presidency itself. So I thought yesterday was a good start. It could have gone further. It needs to continue to go further, but at least the president's on the right track.
I totally agree with you, because so far he's had that whole Koch brother wing trying to block him and lying to him, but the Don Jr. wing, the American people wing, his supporters wing have proven what's happening, and Trump said he's getting ready to take action, so I think we're getting close. What do you think?
Yes, I think this was, in the president's mind, this was a last call, last attempt for big tech to sort of voluntarily come to the table. And that's, I mean, he even basically overtly said that. He said if things don't change quickly from the direction they've been going in, then he's going to take more direct action himself, and he's going to do that within the next coming months. And so I have no doubt that's what I think what the president thought. Well, he talked about it, how he sat down with them, they made promises, and then they didn't keep those promises. And so I think he's been thinking, well, look, if I just talk to them, they'll realize they need to voluntarily correct themselves and that they don't want to get into a battle with the presidency of the United States as an institution, not just the president as an individual. But what he's seen is that what it does is they just double down, triple down, move forward, go forward, don't step back. Now you have big tech lobbying the president to take action because Europe's going to impose a special tax on them, and they want retaliatory tariffs to be imposed. Well, they're in a bad position to request that kind of economic relief when they're engaged in the political manipulation that they're engaged in. So I think he has clearly sent a message that they need to back down and change course. My view is that they won't. They don't get the message. They've grown up in their own safe space culture of their own kind, and consequently they need the power of the presidency to come directly on their heads before they learn the lessons that the president's trying to get them to do commit to voluntarily.
And I totally agree with you, because they've gotten away with so much illegally spying, illegally selling info, lying to Congress for decades, that they just believe they're invincible, just like they couldn't believe when Hillary lost and they were all putting out internal videos saying, we'll never let that happen again. There's an article out today at Imagible, more than 1,000 Google Assistant recordings leaked, and oh boy, it turns out that your private and intimate moments aren't that private after all, if you use Google Assistant, that is. According to Belgian broadcaster VRT News, devices with the Google Digital Assistant are recording conversations and sounds inside the homes of their owners and sending those messages to humans for review. Well, so is your cell phone. Google Home is just one of several devices equipped with Google Assistant, which can also be found on Android phones. Perhaps most troubling, at least some of those recordings do not appear to have been triggered with the additional phrase like, hey, Google, or yeah, or 100,000 recordings were leaked, much like Amazon's Alexa. Well, of course, that was the whole plan of this, to get you to invite the Trojan horse in from the beginning.
So what's scary is they make you rely on Google. They make you rely on these services that they give you, the big tech gives you, and then you don't have really any alternative because you're so used to using them, and they're sneaking in there, taking your privacy, taking your data, selling it, giving it to the government, wherever they're going with it. And then you're like, well, crap, I want to quit using it, but what else do I go to? It's like they have a hold on you then because you're so used to it, you don't know how to use anything else.
Robert, they're trying to be too tyrannical to fail, too omnipresent to fail, and it appears, to be clear, that they're just engaged in a total technocracy takeover, in their own words. And they know they've been caught. They're just going to keep racing towards the finish line. Do you agree with that summation? And where do you think all this ends?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest danger we currently face is that there's the Koch wing of the White House really thought that if they just did some sort of a show hearing, a show proceeding, that would satisfy the president and satisfy Don Jr. and satisfy the wing of the White House that recognizes how significant and consequential this is. I believe the president made clear yesterday that he recognizes how serious this is and how significant this is, and he's not going to be slow-walked or sweet-talked into the sort of tech tyranny that big Google, that big tech wants to impose through the Chinese social credit model on the rest of the world. And I think there's no question that what she's talking about is correct. They use the monopoly power that's inherent and unique to big tech. In other words, for most monopolies, you have to go out there and acquire economic influence, buy other companies, so on and so forth. What's unique, as Peter Thiel has talked about in big tech, is that there are natural monopolies once you get to a certain space in the economic marketplace. And what it does create is the tech tyranny that you talk about, that it, because they have a natural monopoly, if they misuse and abuse that power, the risk that they misuse and abuse that power for their own political partisan purposes and economic self-interest against the will and interest of the people and fair elections and a free market and free elections and free press and free speech is extraordinarily high. And the fact that they are testing and tempting the president of the United States repeatedly and routinely, to the extent that Twitter magically goes down right during the time period that his social media summit starts.
That was my next question, I mean, to both of you. What do you think that was? Right as the event starts, for like an hour and 15 minutes, it goes totally down.
So I don't know if they were just reminding us that they have the ability to shut it all down. And I don't think it was shadow banning. I don't think anyone was being targeted. It happened to everybody's Twitter. I think it was just maybe them reminding us they have control. They can do what they want. They don't have anything else. You know, Robert, I want to ask you a question because I've been asking this kind of myself. Do you think it would be this bad? Do you think the censorship would be this bad if Trump had not won?
I think they were going to accelerate it. I think they were going to use FCC regulations and rules and their control over the FCC and others to go full scale, wholesale right away. They were going to use the premise of a Russia collusion, delusion, conspiracy.
I think it was going to be worse. They had all the top Democrats ready to get rid of talk radio.
Okay. I've always thought that, you know, are they so mad that Trump won that they just went?
Hillary was going to come in and do all this anyways.
Okay.
And now that Trump's not in, they're still carrying out the plan.
Exactly. And the other component to that is that the only thing that is, and they may not have meddled in elections as much, because they didn't meddle in 2016 to the degree they could have, because they thought they didn't want to be blamed for Trump losing, and they thought Trump for sure was going to lose. So all of the speech control, thought control, press control activities, surveillance, all of that was going to accelerate and would be much worse if Hillary had been president. But the election meddling is what has accelerated because of Trump's victory. So that part is, and for example, they may not have chosen InfoWars as the first target if Hillary had won. They may have chosen someone else because it would have been so obvious what they were doing if Hillary was president and they targeted InfoWars right away. Whereas the election meddling went up the priority rank of big tech's priorities once Trump won. So that's the only difference.
That's right. I want to ask you both when we come back, what do you make of, and that's why you're originally coming on, Robert, about Facebook putting out new terms of service saying they can incite violence against people. We're going to break right now, but this is just stunning, Caitlin.
It's absolutely stunning. And just like Trump said, they walk in there, they lie to him, they get away with it, and they act like they never had a conversation with him.
So what does this signify? What were they really doing? And then withdrawing the new policy with Caitlin Bennett, Robert Barnes, and myself, Alex Jones, and all of you out there on this live Global Friday edition. Please stay with us. Remember, I'm not just saying this, it's the truth. Without you spreading the InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com or LibertyHangout.com, we don't get the information out.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens. solvents, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Skype. We have the awesome Caitlin Bennett here in studio with her crew in there. I was sent a very, very sad interview and also powerful at the same time with Tommy Robinson by Katie Hopkins, who also does work for InfoWars.com. He was sent into prison yesterday for his speech. That is coming up at the start of the next segment. It's about 15 minutes long, then I'll sign out at the end of the hour for the fourth hour coming up. It has Dr. Nick Begich hosting, and then the War Room continues on to finish up the 34-hour 1776 worldwide transmission. Again, thank you all for tuning in. Robert Barnes, what do you make of Facebook? You read it, very clear language, saying you can incite violence unto death against someone, or you can help others do it. If that person has been labeled dangerous or bad by us, and that is, again, a political designation. And Facebook's been used to overthrow countries to start the Arab Spring. They're now allowing petitions to overthrow the U.S. military and charge into military bases and charge into the emergency centers on the borders or to charge in, I saw it in the news, a big petition on Facebook to attack Area 51, which is really just a toxic waste dump. We see that Facebook, with 2.4 billion members of the re-education camp, really is flexing its muscles, wanting to really just come out and run the planet.
Well, what you have is you have big tech trying to convert itself into a modern-day contemporary re-education camp. It was interesting. I was listening to Andy Ngo, I guess his name is pronunciated No, the reporter who got beat up in Portland, talk to Dave Rubin, and he was explaining why he had a unique perspective was what happened to his parents in Vietnam. His parents not only lost their property, but were sent to labor camps and re-education camps. And it was always a reminder that most ordinary, probably most kids these days have no clue that re-education camps really existed. That isn't some fabrication or fiction or fantasy. That's an actual historical reality. And what's happening is big tech is trying to recreate its monopoly control over thoughts, ideas, and speech really around the world increasingly, not just in America, as a modern-day, contemporary, real-life re-education camp. And that was reinforced first by the bannings that it did, but then by saying you cannot use the name Alex Jones or the name InfoWars in any positive or favorable light ever. And then they took it another step by saying any individual that we have identified as quote unquote dangerous can now be, you can have calls for high severity violence against them. I mean, it was an extraordinary statement. It wasn't just a matter of accepting or excluding certain people from certain protected categories. It was really an explicit call for people to do that, to have a call for high severity violence against those that Facebook has designated as dangerous. So this shows the degree of dangerousness itself that Facebook presents to the freedom of speech, the freedom of thought, and freedom of action.
Let's be clear. They've got the phone number and the background and the data on 2.4 million people. Hitler, you know, could only order around a couple million soldiers, and Zuckerberg wants to start, they've already used it to overthrow countries, and now they're wanting to say, hey, go out and target who we don't like. Set up a flash mob for a rock concert, have a flash mob at Tucker Carlson's house and kill him.
That's exactly what's going on here, and it's scary. This should scare people. This should scare anybody across the aisle. If you're a socialist and you hate Alex Jones, it should scare you that a big tech platform like Facebook is actively saying, go out, hurt the people we deemed as dangerous, and they know, they let you know who they think is dangerous. Laura Loomer, Alex, Paul Joseph Watson, Milo. It could be you guys next, so you need to stand up with conservatives and say that this is ridiculous.
Robert Barnes, why do you, I mean, we talked the other day, and I agree with your summation. Why did they put it up there and then remove it, this new terms of service?
It was a test. They continue to do this. They continue, just like when they took down the president's Twitter for a day. It's testing and teasing what they can get away with. And so the other thing here that's important to recognize is what big tech is doing is corresponding to and in alignment with what the Antifa street violence is meant to do. So it's very much a recreation that that you talked about in some of your prior documentaries, Alex, of the 1930s street violence that the communists and the fascists used. And in order for that violence to take place, just like the Klan violence that took place in the South in the 1960s, if you traced it and tracked it, and I used to study it when I was in undergrad, what you find is that they rely upon a green light from the powers that be. They need a white citizens council to help achieve that kind of racist violence. They need some approval, some wink and a nod from the establishment, the political establishment, the media establishment. Andy Ngo talked about that extensively. So the greatest reason why Antifa presents the violent risk it does is because they keep getting a green light from powers that be in mainstream press.
We've seen a bunch of CNN hosts. We've seen MSNBC hosts. We've seen Democrats say Antifa's good. They're doing good work.
Oh, they're doing fantastic work. And then they say that there's good people over there. You know how people just get up in arms when they hear Trump said that in Charlottesville there were good people on both sides. But the same people will say that the Antifa were the good people, the other side were bad. There wasn't a distinction. No, that's not the case here. If you are out hitting people with crowbars because they can't fight. I mean, look at them. They can't fight. So they have to hit people with crowbars and nunchucks and brass knuckles. So, you know, I don't know. Do we stand up and fight them back? Do we fight in the streets?
Well, clearly they're trying to trigger a civil war because they can't win any other way. In closing, just briefly, Barnes, even mainstream media says it's very rare what happened in Connecticut with this special appeal being picked up by the Supreme Court. Briefly, give us your take on that, on the whole Sandy Hook situation.
I mean, the Connecticut Supreme Court is a liberal Supreme Court. So the assumption was that they would not be willing to look seriously at the legal violations that were taking place there in the Sandy Hook trial court proceedings, the constitutional violations that were taking place there. And that's part one. And part two was it's very hard to win that kind of emergency public interest appeal. It's a one in a thousand at best. You almost rarely see it granted at any time at all within an entire year can go by without the Supreme Court in Connecticut ever granting that. So for them to grant it was a strong signal, strong sign that the excesses of what's been taking place in Sandy Hook, where there's been a misuse and abuse of the legal proceedings to try to silence speech and silence press, where the media itself has been mislabeling what's taken place in order to lie and libel about your reputation and past. It was a precedent-setting case that shows where this case is ultimately going to go. This ultimately will go to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we will reestablish First Amendment freedoms in America. And the fundamental First Amendment freedom of press and freedom of speech case in the entire country will have Alex Jones's name in it. So it's thanks entirely to the audience that has made this possible by continuing to support InfoWars despite this establishment onslaught, this media onslaught, this lawfare onslaught. To continue to support InfoWars, they have kept alive the little d democratic dream of the founders from the original.
They certainly have. And to be clear, folks, this isn't an appeal after a case. This is an appeal, an emergency appeal right up front, super rare. Normally, it's just like if the judge gets caught being given a suitcase of money, then an appeal would go up and they would take a public interest. So this shows you that even this liberal Supreme Court is like, what in the hell is being done to Alex Jones and to the First Amendment? Very exciting. Robert Barnes, thank you for spending time with us. Look forward to talking to you this afternoon. If you can speak, I've got a few items to discuss with you, and I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Caitlin, you're going to be here this weekend and have some live events coming up. We'll carry your information at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I've got this Tommy Robinson final interview before he went to prison. Count Dankula is going to go to prison, too, for his Hitler dog joke. So people that say, oh, England's free, got another thing coming. So that's coming up. But thanks for coming to Texas.
Thank you for having me here. I love it.
And I was under the weather today, but I still came in because we got such a great audience and a great crew. So we're here. Stay with us. Tommy Robinson, straight ahead. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I'm here for the sentencing of Tommy Robinson at the Old Bailey today. Real kind of sense of, ooh, there's something in the air here. Is it excitement? Is it nervousness? I feel nervous. for Tommy. I can't imagine what it's like for them coming down on the train. I'm about to go meet him off the train. Press pack already here. I would say a crowd of about 200 forming, and banks of police officers here. So a nervous time and a real sense that this is the state versus the people.
Let them know we are here for Tommy Robinson and we're not standing for what they're doing to him.
How you doing?
Kate, you alright?
Yeah, you alright?
Right.
That was sick.
Just shocked
that this got this far.
How can they do it? I just don't get how they can do it.
No.
Not when you read, if anyone watches the video.
Yes.
If anyone watches the video,
yeah,
then sees what the judges are saying I've done.
Yeah.
It's not there, it's not on the video.
No.
They're saying I incited my followers to attack the people. It's not on the video. I didn't do it.
You didn't incite them. They're calling it vigilante.
But I didn't ask. I was talking to the media. I was addressing the media. I was asking the media, why do you harass us? Why do you follow us? These men are now convicted of raping children. They're all walking the streets. Why don't you follow them?
Yes.
I was saying to the media, why don't you instead
why
of persecuting
don't you follow
us,
the guys raping our children?
They're all on bail. They're working in chicken shops. They're working with children. They still have contact with children. That's what I found out. That's why I went up there. Why don't journalists go and take pictures of them? Why do you always harass us? That's all I was asking. It was a rhetorical art. And I specifically mentioned the media. I said, you go take pictures and put them online and slander us. And then they've took one line out of that, out of an hour-long discussion, and they've convicted me on...
Was there ever a chance that you were going to get a fair trial?
Well, it's not... A fair trial would be a jury. But the reason why you have a jury is for fair justice. That's the reason. Magna Carta, that's English common law. But this is through the back door, the Attorney General, the government, have managed to get me before appointed judges. This judge was appointed 2 weeks ago. She was appointed 2 weeks ago. Appointed judges in order to convict me. And even my barristers are just like, what? How can they find you guilty on taking a picture of someone walking into court?
Tell me what's in your bag.
That's it, in my... A blow-up doll.
It's a
blow-up
doll?
No, in the bags of my shorts.
It's not a bad plan, no. Tommy. No, people would support you in that. What is in your bag?
Just comfortable stuff. My slippers, my shorts, trainers, pants, socks.
Tuna?
No, tuna, no.
No tuna?
Nah, you're not allowed to bring that in.
Are you ready for another weight loss regime in prison?
I'm ready. My kids ain't.
And your wife? People are with you, though. You know that, don't you?
No.
You all right? Oh, it's going to be all right.
I'm just shocked at it.
Oh, man. There's a lot of people up there now, Tommy. So what you're going to do is you're going to go up there. You're going to stick your chin up.
I'm going to go up there because my head... That's
yes,
the best
you are. And you're going to put your chin up and your shoulders back.
Yeah, I think the
biggest
is of journalism, yeah. And that's why, if you're Americans, to understand what's happening...
Yes.
I'm probably getting... There will be attempts on my life in this prison sentence.
There will.
How can I be getting put in jail? I asked someone, how do you feel about your verdict? That's it. As a journalist, I didn't break any laws. Anyone who investigates this case looks at the laws. I haven't broke the laws. My barrister...
Tell me who you do all this for, Tommy. Who is all this for? Why are you doing all this?
I do this for my kids. And I said to them, it's not just my kids, because that's why I have a difficult argument, conversation with my wife. Even my son said, I said, I'm going to go in. And my son said, because my barrister said, if you apologise today, they'll mitigate and they'll reduce the sentence if you apologise. I got offered a deal where if I apologised and pled guilty last year, this would have gone. I said, how can I apologise?
You wouldn't apologise.
How can I apologise? Because how can I apologise? My ultimate goal is to raise awareness of what's happening to our daughters across this country. If this judge sentenced me to a big prison sentence today, she's going to do my job for me.
And if you die inside...
It's going to go.
You died because of what?
That's what I said, the cause... For the cause of our daughters, every single town and city, for people in America to understand, it might happen to my cousin, yeah? Literally, children in every town and city, English children, are being kidnapped and taken, and what they've done now, what they're trying to do, is we worked for years to bring it to the forefront, and then they had to report on it. We had the Robin Report. And then now, in 2014, the Law Commission told them, the Law Commission done an investigation into contempt of court and reporting restrictions. They advised the Attorney General that they need to create one national website, and all all of their little secret trials that they're having should be listed on this one website. They didn't do that. So they haven't done that. And the reason they haven't done that, because if there was one of those websites, you'd go on, you'd look at the website, and you'd see hundreds and hundreds of Muslim names and reporting restrictions, where there's cases going on now across the country.
Are you scared?
Of course I am. I'm terrified. I've got three beautiful children. I've just had to kiss goodbye for the fourth time on this case. All I've done is hold my iPhone. All I've done is hold my phone up and report. I've reported. If this was happening to a journalist in any other country, in Russia, in China, our politicians would all be screaming from the rooftops about it. All of them. But instead, this is where America needs to understand. Your rights, your freedoms will be chipped away, chipped away, chipped away. They'll disappear bit by bit. And as they disappear, the CNNs, the BBCs, they will celebrate it.
When will people start to care?
When I'm killed in prison, hopefully. I just said, I always say defining moments change, I've said it before, a defining moment changes the direction of a country. Let this be the defining moment, because I just don't understand how they can do it. And not just why they can do it, it's all wrong, it's going against their own laws.
Sure.
It's going against their own laws.
We're going to go up the stairs here.
Yes, sir.
We can go this way.
What's that, mate? Hi,
yeah, big crown.
Do you know even our ability? So basically, I see the main...
Don't worry, ignore.
The mainstream media will push their lies. The mainstream media will push their lies continually, and I don't even, because of the censorship, they've removed us from everywhere.
Yes,
I don't have the ability to argue or
make you a non-person.
And give our side of the story. And all of this can happen. You can be taken off the streets. I'm going to be in prison for the second time. You know, one of those child rapists has never faced justice because the judge gave him bail. He's gone home to Pakistan.
Yes.
I'm about to go to jail for the second time for asking him how he feels about his verdict.
Do you think do you hear the level of support out in the rest of the UK? People like, you know, my friends, my parents' friends, they see you as a good guy.
I see it in every town and city. So if I didn't see it, I'd really get disheartened. But every town and city, I see that the British public, which is where, again, if you're in America, we have been scared into silence.
Yeah.
Our entire population think things, but they're too scared to say it. Because there is no free speech. We're in a post-free speech era. There's no free speech, and now there's no freedom of the press.
No, but you understand that that England is two places. There's London and the rest of the UK.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that in the rest of the UK, you have massive support.
Even in London as well, when I walk around.
In London, of course.
But the major media,
the press aren't allowing people to hear that.
Well, they run their narrative. Like, if you were from another country, you come here, you look at our media, you think Donald Trump was hated in the UK. You think even Donald Trump was hated. I said, Donald Trump was in England, he'd have been arrested and tried on hate speech. The mayor would make sure of it.
Yeah.
The car would make sure. What the dark forces that have been at play in the American elections, in all of the politics in America, are the same dark forces which are sent to the
media. And would you say that you are, you know, ahead of America? Where we go, America follows. America will be right behind us.
Your freedoms are going to go in the same way. The Democrats would, if the Democrats were in power now, they'd already be going. They'd erode and erode and chip and chip and chip. And whilst they do it, the corporate globalist media will celebrate it, support it, run the fake narrative, run the agenda, and they will destroy anyone's name.
And if you had a message for Americans, what's your message as you head to court to be sentenced, maybe put in prison? What's your message for America?
Britain has fallen. It's already fallen. Our judiciary system is corrupt. Our politicians are corrupt. Our media are corrupt. The message for America, hold on to the things you love, freedom, because it will go, and it will go like that. And then I cannot believe I'm about to be sent to jail for acting as a journalist and asking a simple question. The thing is, the video's there for everyone to watch. Anyone can watch it and see that I've committed no crime. I've broke no laws.
And where is your wife and children today? Are they at home?
I've just had my kids are in the...
Somewhere, okay, can you hear that noise?
I can.
What do you think?
I think that they... Essentially, when they imprisoned me last time, I hated it. I come out a mess.
You're tiny.
I know, yeah.
You've lost like 4 stones.
I know, yeah. I come out a mess, but at the same time, it awakens so many people. People need, we need to see injustice in order to wake up. Because at the minute, everyone in this country has become so selfish, and they're plodding along in their ears. As long as I'm okay. That's how everyone's thinking. An entire generation of cowardice. And people need to witness injustice and feel that injustice. And what happened last time, I saw how many people felt it. If they send me to prison today, a lot of people are going to feel it. More than just me and my family, a lot of the public are feeling it.
Listening to that in the background, you can hear Tommy, that chant.
Yes.
How does that make you feel when you hear that?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tommy, that chant.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel when you hear that?
I feel like I never feel alone anyway. That's one thing. And I also know and I'm confident that whilst I'm in jail, my family will be looked after. No matter what happens here, I sit in confidence knowing that my family will be looked after.
So there's a sense of not feeling alone, even though the state have tried to make you feel like you're completely alone.
Oh, yeah, everywhere I walk, yeah? When I walk into any pub in any town or city, I get a hero's reception. I haven't bought a beer for years.
Hey!
Bonafide.
That's true.
So I get a hero to you. So essentially, this myth that I'm painting is just a myth. Same with you. You're not low. When you walk around, and it's that's Danny. And I just think that I've got nothing to apologise for.
No.
I will not apologise. I have been convicted, so people understand what the wording means, of causing anxiety to the Muslim paedophiles by asking them how they feel about their verdict. That's enough to cause them anxiety, which might make them fearful to come back into court, which impedes the course of justice, which is what I've been convicted of. It's insane. Even my barrister, look, I said, how are we going to get on before the trial? And they said, well, they're in trouble, because the law's the law. Well, the law's the law. The law's the law. It doesn't matter. They've gone against the law.
Yes. Well, the law, they say the law is the law, but it's just their interpretation of whatever they want the law
whatever
to be.
Whatever they want. Whatever
they
that's
want
what,
it to be.
That's what people need to understand and see, that we don't have a fair system.
And if you end up in prison for causing anxiety to Muslim paedophiles, majority Pakistani Muslim paedophiles,
who have been on bail for 2 years, who have been walking around, one of them. That is left, isn't it? It's left.
Well, I'll tell you what, we can't go to prison if we don't go to court.
I know. I see the passion in everyone else. I understand how much it means to everyone else who doesn't feel like they've got a voice. This is the government's attempt to silence that voice. For everyone. If they can do this to me, they can do it to you. They can do it to everyone. I am being sent to jail for doing what you've just done. I'm not saying what you've done is wrong. I'm saying that
there's no reporting restrictions on this case.
No. I think Christians on this case. My conviction was to cause anxiety to Muslim people. That's my conviction. Nothing to do with
it. So why? You tell me what I'm doing.
How can I be sent to prison for asking a paedophile how he feels about his sentence? That's all I ask. Anyone can watch the video. You can make his fake news lies to the corporate globalist media wherever you want. No one trusts you. No one believes you. That's why everyone follows me.
So why are you asking for asylum then?
Well, I'm asking for it because I'm about. There's 600 people down there who want to kill me. Illegally.
You were in prison last year.
No, I spent 3 months sorry to be fined. My mental health was damaged. And they know that intentionally. I spent 2 years in sorry to be fined. For showing me I know it.
Last interview as he's marched into prison for first exposing giant child kidnapping rings that have been convicted. He thought he'd be carried on people's arms. Instead, the criminal government has put him in jail 3 times. Convicted of journalism. This is powerful HD footage. It needs to be seen by everybody. It's exclusively at newswars.com and infowars.com, and it's free. And I'm not bragging, that's you I'm bragging about. You buying products financed.
In this moment, he really is part of something much bigger. An army of patriots, proud and loyal, wanting to stand up for a better Britain. All these silenced voices suddenly louder than ever before. But as Tommy takes his bags and hugs his mates, it's him alone that has to face the courts.
Which way are you going in this?
One man standing up for our daughters against the system and the state.
And ladies and gentlemen,
of court watching Tommy Robinson be sentenced for the crime of contempt of court. No one else has ever been sent to prison for this crime, but of course Tommy Robinson has.
In fact, the judge said there's no sentencing guidelines for this type of crime. What she said essentially was that she needed to make an example out of Tommy to deter other people from doing the same. So he's actually got 19 weeks because of time already served. He will only have to do half of that in prison. So half of 19 weeks is what Tommy will actually spend inside jail. But I think just as a mother, watching Tommy go down behind the perspex glass, go down those stairs with all the keys going and the prison officers, there's a real sense of, you know, what is this country doing to a guy who is just using his phone, repeating information in the public domain? This really is the state versus the people. But what's a great thing to see here today with so many people gathered is that the people still haven't given up.
And don't forget Count Dankula, tens of millions of views per video, popular memer, had the pug say Heil Hitler, just like John Cleese did similar jokes on Monty Python, facing multiple years in prison, massive fines, and they're dragging him through court for years to suck every dime out of him, and it's more and more people. Now, you wouldn't be able to see that HD footage and have that, because everybody else had crappy footage, unless you, the listeners, had bought products from us, and we were able to pay for her to have a camera person and a camera, and Katie Hopkins does work for InfoWars. I'd love to have her full-time. But we can only afford to have her part-time, even though she works for free. We've got to pay for the camera people, the editing equipment, and the travel. She works for free, and she even spends her own money. So that's what this comes down to, another reporter doing work for Infowars.com. And we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of people you don't know about that your money is financing right now. Please, more important than money is your prayers and your word of mouth. Go to Infowars.com or Newswars.com and get the article that has the video you just saw in HD, Tommy Robinson's final interview before being sent to prison. Tommy Robinson's final interview before court and prison. Anyone can see the video and see I've committed no crime. And it's very, very important people see this, because you're next, I'm next, if we don't form a coalition against this. I have one other news item I want to hit, but we have 75 to 20% off all products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a bunch of other specials. Dozens and dozens of items are $17.76. All T-shirts and all apparel $17.76. So I guess that's hundreds of products are $17.76. And a lot of the great supplements are $17.76. Ultra 12, twice as strong as Secret 12, $17.76. The $17.76 ball cap that costs $15. It's so nice, made in America. That's $17.76. Super Silver Wound Gel, that's $17.76. Folks, it cost me $10 a tube. We're the only other group licensed to buy it from the U.S. company in Denver that's used in hospitals. It's sold in stores for $40 under another name. $17.76. You cannot beat these deals at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And I want to thank the great audience. I want to thank the great crew. There's still 3 hours left. Will Johnson came into town to host while Owen's out. Owen Schroyer's followed a bunch of bombshell reports as well. Another big report that's on InfoWars.com is Ali Alexander, who does have a lot of connections in the White House and was at the media summit, said he met with the Trump officials, and they said there's going to be another event with Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer, Gavin McGinnis, and others, but that they wanted this first one to not be as controversial. Well, whatever. All I care about is taking action against big tech, and Trump is starting to go in the right direction, so let's keep the heat on, and that is certainly a good thing, because we don't have free speech, and the president doesn't understand what's happening. We will lose this next election, and Katie barred the door. It'll just be absolutely hellish. So that interview at Trump Hotel with Ali Alexander and others talking about that is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. In fact, it's only about a four-minute interview. We'll air that with Will Johnson in the War Room coming up, which starts in T-minus 40 seconds at InfoWars.com/show. And I sure hope that a lot of the other affiliates out there will pick up the War Room. And, of course, I'm teleprompter free, so I make mistakes constantly. There's another hour of the Alex Jones Show with awesome Dr. Nick Baggett coming up. And then in 60 minutes and 18 seconds, you will have the War Room with Will Johnson sitting in for Owen Schroyer. But that's it for me. I'm signing off. Thanks to the crew and all of you. We will continue on and we will prevail. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.